Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 110 of the O Woman Podcast. And today we're going to talk about women and armpit hair. So it's kind of a debate these days, for some reason, about the appropriateness of women growing armpit hair. So there's become a trend. It's increased the number of women growing out their armpit hair. But not only that, it's not only that it's increased, it's that a lot of the people that are growing out their armpit hair are showing it on social media. I mean, there's some famous people, Miley Cyrus, a couple other people that I can think of off the top of my head that are showing off their armpit hair. I think Miley Cyrus actually dyed hers and showed it off, and it was red at one point. So it's not as much associated as it was before with gross women, because I feel like that's something that people thought and still think, unfortunately. But especially they thought it more often in the past, that women who grew their armpit hair out somehow like just didn't think it made sense to shave because they were not aware of hygiene or something like that. So, but why is it that women are seemingly less hygienic when they have armpit hair, but men are not? It's just pretty normal for men to have armpit hair. First of all, it's interesting to know, when we're thinking about women and armpit hair, that it really hasn't been all that long that women have been shaving their armpits. We just imagine that it's been forever because we have been, not everybody, but a lot of people have been shaving their armpits for decades and decades. So instead of seeing armpit hair, you're going to see no armpit hair, and maybe you're going to see some razor burn. Who knows? Now, it kind of started, it started around, like, in the teens, so in the 1910s, around 1915, I think. And the reason the trend of shaving your armpit hair started in the first place was because the fashion at the time was the sleeveless dress. A little bit before the flappa era, sleeveless dresses became acceptable. And before that, women weren't showing their armpits. Women weren't showing their shoulders. Women just weren't showing those kind of things. The average, respectable woman was not showing her armpits. But when she started showing her armpits, because it was fashionable and okay, somehow it became popular for women to think they needed to shave their armpits. And some of the companies that had previously made razors for men started making razors specifically for women. I know one of the razors had the name the Milady something or another. And so they were really marketing toward women because, hey, you have a free-flowing armpit now that is out in the world. You should, you know, take care of it and shave off the hair. And I don't know why that was considered ideal. But it was. So pretty quickly, it caught on. It caught on pretty quickly, and it caught on with a lot of women in the U.S., and in some other countries, too. So that's sort of the history of shaving our armpits. So we've really only been shaving our armpits for about 100 years, which, when you think about the history of humans and human ritual, that's relatively a short period of time that we've been doing that. But because almost none of us can remember a time when it wasn't the norm or partially the norm for women to shave armpits, we don't even imagine that that's a thing until we start to see other people, especially young, fashionable, famous women, growing out their armpit hair. So there's a lot of reasons why people are doing this. Some people are doing it to make a statement, to say, relatively, or, you know, pretty much they're saying, why shouldn't I be able to grow my armpit hair out if a man can grow his armpit hair out? It might be a statement about equality. It is not fair for you to imagine that I'm grosser because I have armpit hair when all the men in your life and my life have armpit hair, many of them, and no one considers that to be grosser. No one considers the sight of their armpit hair disgusting. No one thinks, oh, put a shirt on, oh my God. So that's one reason why someone might do that. Another reason is because they might just not feel like shaving. For every woman that has skipped shaving legs for multiple periods of time, perhaps even all winter, because you didn't have to show anybody your legs or because you just didn't feel like it, this makes sense. You realize how annoying it is to shave different body parts. Some people are more annoyed by shaving legs. Some people are more annoyed by shaving their bikini line. Everybody has something that bothers them more about shaving. But you might just think, I don't feel like shaving my armpits. It isn't what I want to do. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my energy. It's something I shouldn't be concerned about in the first place to feel beautiful, to feel validated as a woman. Another reason that a woman might choose to stop shaving her armpits or never shave her armpits altogether might be to make a statement for another reason. So before I mention making a statement about gender equality or making a point, hey, women should be beautiful anyway. Another statement that someone might want to make, a woman might want to make by not shaving her armpits, is the statement that this is the way we are born. We're born to grow armpit hair. It should not be gross or frightening or weird because we are made that way. It shouldn't be a problem. So in this case, it's not so much of a gender debate about equality between men and women, but it's about just recognizing what's natural in the world for both men and women, armpit hair. Why are we trying to fight what grows on us naturally, what is clearly there for some reason? It's not like we're doing a big detriment to ourselves removing it because it is just hair, but it's there for a reason. And we can't be disgusted by our own human nature, by the way our bodies work. Our bodies are magnificent things. We should be in awe of them instead of grossed out by them. So those are just some of the reasons. There's many more that perhaps you could think of, or you might know a woman that doesn't shave her armpits that she might think of as to why a woman might not shave their armpits. So that's some motivations for women having hairy armpits. Some reasons why people don't think that that's okay. And this is both men and women. I've seen comments on multiple forums and different articles, both from men and women talking about, oh, it just looks gross, you know, blah, 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 blah. So one of the reasons why people don't like it is because they think it's gross, which is sort of a silly, childish excuse to not like something. They just think it looks gross. But that's, some people are saying that that's why. They think, for themselves, they think it looks gross on themselves. And that's a little bit more understandable because you're allowed to decide what looks good or not on you, but you're not allowed to tell other people what to do. But so some people just, they don't think it looks right. Some of these same people that I've read their comments think that it also looks weird on men. And I'm not sure how much I actually believe some of those people, because generally the people making the comments are men after they've been called out by a woman on a forum saying, what, it's not okay just because I'm a woman. Like, why is that different? And then they've said, no, I think it's gross on men too. I'm not sure how much I really believe that. But some people argue, oh, armpit hair is just gross in general. Body hair is just gross in general. And I think the reason that some folks say, oh, it's just gross, it isn't because it actually is. If you think about it, it isn't actually any grosser than any other body thing that we have. Our face, our eyes, because we grow it naturally. It's not that gross. But the reason they're likely thinking, oh, it's so gross, is because it's just not in the norm for someone to see a woman, or maybe a man, but generally a woman with armpit hair, especially a lot of it. Because when you see some of the women that have posted their own pictures of themselves online with armpit hair, some women have really light armpit hair. And I think those people would get away with not shaving their armpits a lot easier than a woman who grew really thick, visible, dark armpit hair. And so it's been really interesting to look at different images, and I encourage you to look it up, to look at different images of women where some women, they have blonde hair or dirty blonde hair, or maybe they dye their hair, but their armpit hair is black and you can tell it's really thick. And that was probably going to shock people who think it's not okay more than someone who is maybe a strawberry blonde redhead and they have strawberry blonde, thin, reddish armpit hair. So it's really different for different people. I know some people say, oh, your armpit hair is similar to the color of your crotch hair. And that's often the case, but not always. And perhaps that's one reason why people think it's, ooh, it's gross. It gives away the color of your crotch hair. It's kind of like a mirror to your crotch. It's the same consistency sometimes. It's not quite as curly, obviously, but it's coarser. That kind of thing. But I also feel like eyebrows have a similar color to crotch hair, in my experience, so I don't see what the big difference really is going to be. Another reason why people complain about it, specifically on women and not men, is because armpit hair people think it tends to hold smell. Now, it does, but only if you're not bathing or washing your armpits enough. And then at a certain point, really, what is a bad smell? I've done another episode about body smells and how we freak out about them so much more than we really need to. Some body smells are normal. They're supposed to be that way. Some body smells are understandable. They're just sweat. It's not a big deal. You know, now if you smell like 10 days straight of the same old sweat that you haven't washed off, chances are you're going to smell pretty crappy, and your armpit hair is going to hold on to that a little bit more. But if you're bathing and you smell a little bit, how is it that these people are that close to you to give a crap, is my question. If they're near you and they can smell you, it probably doesn't have to do with your armpit hair. It probably has to do with the fact that you have not bathed. And I think the reason people have more of an issue with that with women is because we still have this idea that women are supposed to smell like flowers. They're not supposed to smell bad. They're not supposed to smell like sweat. They're supposed to smell like just a tiny bit of girl sweat that maybe smells like just different than boy sweat, which isn't a real thing. I mean, the sweat smells different, but it doesn't smell less sweaty when you think about what sweat smells like. But we just imagine, oh, women are supposed to smell lighter and more flowery all the time, even when they sweat. And so they're imagining, oh my God, if they have armpit hair, they're going to smell like super stinky men and no one's going to be around them and they're just not feminine enough and it's really gross. So those are some of the reasons why people don't like it. And if you don't like it because on a personal level with yourself, you can think whatever you want to think. But I don't even know why, and this is my last point for today, really. I don't even know why it is a debate. Why is women having armpit hair a debate? It doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't be a debate. It should be something people notice or not and say, I want to do that. I don't. I don't see how it's a debate. If you want to grow your armpit hair out, do it. If you don't want to, don't do it. If you're a guy or someone who's attracted to women and you like armpit hair on a woman, then tell your woman that, or find someone who likes armpit hair on themselves that's a woman. If you don't, then talk to your partner about it. But you need to evaluate the reasons why you don't and just think about it for a minute. It might just be because you've never gotten used to it before, because you have an idea of what's gross and what isn't. And some things can be changed. I know plenty of women that deal with back hair on their men that they find disgusting. I don't find back hair disgusting, but a lot of women do. That's a joke in movies. That's a thing. So why is it that women are going to be okay dealing with, coping with, overlooking, or whatever you want to call it, men's back hair, but men can't overlook women's armpit hair? It doesn't make any sense. So make a decision based on what's good for you, but think about where you're coming from. Think about any biases you might have when you're coming into the arena of talking about armpit hair on women. Thanks so much for listening to the show today, as always. I will talk to you next time. And next time we're going to talk a little bit more about body smells, but a different part of your body. And please remember to check us out on Facebook, check out the website, awomanpodcast.com, and subscribe on iTunes. And rate the episodes. That would be awesome. All right. Talk to you next time. Bye.